USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democrats and Republicans agree that a new coronavirus stimulus package has to be agreed upon to get money in the hands of the American people as the coronavirus pandemic continues across the country. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy saying Republicans are ready, willing, and able to do another relief package.
Well, we have tried to do a fifth coronavirus bill, we meaning the Senate Republicans. We tried twice. I heard Senator Gillibrand, who's my friend, say, well, you know, we should have appropriated money for the teachers to get into the schools to get them open. We tried. She voted against it.
With more states beginning to lock down, Wall Street a little jittery, the Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 345 points to close at 29,438, the S&P falling 42. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
House Democrats are nominating current Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, from California to remain atop the party for another 2 years. Brushing aside internal grumbling from some Democrats about a disappointing election performance and a vote demonstrating an overwhelming confidence in their longtime leader. One of the leading COVID-19 vaccine candidates was 94% effective in adults older than 65. That's according to new clinical trial results. According to Pfizer and BioNTech, older adults tend to be reporting fewer and milder adverse events following vaccination. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says regarding these vaccines, we have to give credit where credit is due.
President Trump deserves the credit for basically conceiving of the possibility, the vision that we could get a vaccine within a year, and instead we have it within 10 months of a novel pathogen coming to the United States.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Who will replace a possible Vice President-elect Senator Kamala Harris in the Senate?
With lots of ifs. If President Trump runs out of lawsuits, if Biden is certified president, that will create a vacancy in California's Senate seat held by Kamala Harris. Black Lives Matter on their global website is insisting Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom put a black woman in the Senate seat, noting without Harris, there are no black women in the Senate. Political pundit Candace Owens weighs in on Fox.
And I believe you're going to see that Gavin Newsom will do as they say. This is what happens when you don't have a spine to stand up to people in the beginning. You know, when they're rioting and looting and you're calling this a peaceful protest, this is what happens in the end. You start to manifest this idea that they are in power and they are in control, and you have puppets in office that will do their bidding.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At least 20 million rifles and 150 million ammunition magazines would be caught up in the sales ban and registration scheme Joe Biden touted on the campaign trail. According to the National Shooting Sports Federation report, the new taxes would cost Americans more than $34 billion. Biden wants to ban the new sale of AR-15 rifles and similar firearms, as well as any ammunition magazines holding more than 10 rounds. Sizes that come standard on most modern rifles and handguns. Biden also talking about a National Firearms Act, which would require gun owners to pay a $200 tax stamp for each item. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.